Watch, leftists target DHS Secretary Chad Wolf's private home. By Joel B. Polak on July 26, 2020. A group of left-wing protesters marched to the private home of Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf on Sunday in Alexandria, Virginia, to demonstrate against the use of federal law enforcement in Portland, Oregon. The unusual demonstration, targeting the private residence of a cabinet secretary, received favorable coverage in the Washington Post. At a triangular park in a tranquil Alexandria, Virginia neighborhood, a group of about 30 gathered Sunday morning and awaited directions for a disruptive mission. They would protest the detaining and removal of demonstrators in Portland, Oregon, by federal officers last week, and they would do it outside the home of Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf. Together they went, in bicycle jerseys and tie-dyed shirts, chanting Black Lives Matter protest slogans as well as a specific message for their target. The group was mostly white people, young and old, walking uphill as the temperature climbed into the humid 90s. Some huffed and puffed behind face masks, which everyone wore to ward off the novel coronavirus. "We are not an angry mob, are we?" shouted one speaker. "We are angry neighbors. And this man lives among us." Video circulated online of demonstrators pledging not to allow Wolf to live quietly in the neighborhood as long as the administration carried out policies with which they disagreed. Earlier on Sunday, Wolf was asked by Fox News' Maria Bartiromo about the impending protest. He noted that federal law enforcement officials in Portland had also been doxxed by left-wing radicals, their personal information released online, their homes and families targeted. He said that he, and they, would do their jobs, regardless. Bartiromo, "And right now, there are plans for a protest right outside of your home. What are you doing? What can you tell us about this other protest which is really trying to single-handedly attack you?" Wolf, "Well, what I can tell you, Maria, is, our officers in Portland every night are targeted. Their personal information is on the internet, put out there by these criminals, by these anarchists. They're identified. Their families are harassed. They go where they're staying. The doxing is prolific. And we're trying to address that. And, of course, we see them trying to do that to myself. We will continue to do our job. We are not going to be deterred by this. This is a tactic they have used for over 3 years, 3.5 years. We know what it is. We're prepared for it. At the end of the day, we're going to do our job, we're going to do our mission. The American people deserve that." Wolf has deployed federal officers to protect the Marco Hatfield U.S. Courthouse in Portland, which has been vandalized and firebombed by rioters, and which local authorities have done little to protect. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.